Hey girl, hey! Girl, you back? It's okay. Let me see what I have for you today. Mwah! Hey girl, hey! Welcome back, you guys, to Season 1, Episode 3 on Trust Issues, Part 2. So, of course, you guys, I know it has been a minute. First of all, happy Black History Month, you guys. This month we are celebrating the African-American heritage, just the ways that Black Americans have paid, African-Americans have paid over the years, the suffering over the years. We just want to take the time out to appreciate that this month, y'all. So make sure you just reflect on the history. So as you guys know, episode 3, we are continuing to talk about trust issues. So today, you guys, I will be talking about part 2 on how to handle those trust issues that you may have. So of course, you know, we start off with a word of the week, and we also start off with a scripture. So this week's scripture, you guys, is Romans 8 and 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And also the other scripture, you guys, that God has laid on my heart for somebody this week was Philippians 4 and 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Also, you guys, the word this week is self-assurance. Reassure your own self. I don't know who that's for, but reassure your own self of what is the goal that you have for this year, or may have for this month, or may have for this upcoming week. Anything, just self-assure yourself that you have to get it done, and it shall be done, and it will be done, because you have Jesus on your side, and with him, that is all you need. So self-assure yourself, you guys, this week, and remember those scriptures. So let's get into this video. So the first thing, y'all, on how to handle trust issues is to know that people are not going to be perfect. Oh my gosh. So you telling me, Caitlin, that these people make mistakes just like me, but I'm tired of people making mistakes. I know, and I am too, girl. But honestly, you have to know that people are not going to be perfect. If you're not perfect, don't expect anybody else to be perfect. Now, everybody else can meet up to your expectations and your standards. However, know that people are going to make mistakes. People are going to do things that they maybe regret, maybe not. But people are going to be people, and people are going to fall short sometimes. So just make sure that you know that people are not going to be perfect going into how to handle your trust issues. Make sure you automatically go in with this mindset that people are not going to be perfect through this process. In order to learn trust, you have to take those risks. Meaning, now that I know people are not going to be perfect, now I have to take those risks into learning why people are not perfect, or to understanding why people are not perfect, you know, or just to know, period, that people are not perfect, that people are going to make mistakes. So just take those risks. Maybe those risks with you yourself may be mistakes in the long run, and some may not. However, know that mistakes and nobody's being perfect is going to be a no-brainer throughout your whole life. That's now, later, and future tense. Okay, next one. Learn how your trust works. Learn how but especially your trust works. Learn how you operate. Learn how you flow in how you trust people. Learn to and let that person know firsthand, that's in a friendship, a relationship, a situationship, an intent, whatever you may want to call it. Let that person know how your trust works. How do you operate with people? How do you operate as a person? How does building a friendship or a relationship goes with you? How does the flow start? So you have to understand, you have to either know that, do you automatically give it to that person, or do they have to technically work for your trust? Know which one you are, because if you don't know, you'll be lost. And that person especially will be lost, because you don't even know how your trust is given or taken away. You don't even know if you even give people, you know, trust off bat, or you they got to earn it off bat. But how will a person know until you tell them? As my brother said, closed mouths don't get fed. So open up your mouth, sis, and first of all, learn how your trust works. And then when you learn how your trust works, let people that's going to ever be in a friendship with you from the get-go, let them know your expectations. I have been speaking all season so far about expectations. Put your expectations out there. Let your expectations be known so that people won't even get the leeway to do you wrong, because they already knew, because you already told them what to expect from you. You already told them what you expect out of whatever the connection may be. Make sure you know, though, how your trust works, though. And make sure that, you know, your way is your way. Everybody is not set up like you. Everybody's trust does not flow like you. Everybody doesn't just give their trust to people. Because I know for me, I told you guys I was going to try to be transparent. And most of these that I am telling you, once again, I have experienced. So I would say for me, I automatically give you my trust if you give me a reason not to trust you. Meaning that I see it in a way for me, especially with all the experience that I've experienced in relationships and friendships, but especially relationships. Off bat, I noticed that not everybody is the same. I can't be bitter because of what the last person did to me. I can't be bitter because you're a different individual and you flow differently, and we may flow differently. But how can I even know that or fathom that fact that we might just click? If I'm penalizing you for something that I done been through in the past, I'm trying to move forward and I'm still looking in the past. My mindset is stuck in the past, so it can't work in the present. I cannot do that. So with that being said, I automatically give my trust until you give me a reason not to, meaning you know the expectation from the get-go, meaning I'm trusting you to do the right thing. I'm not going to watch your every move, because we're grown enough at my age, but no, we're mature enough. If you're younger than me, we're mature enough to know that when people set out their expectations and when people tell you what they expect, you should be able to know how to work in that flow. Learn how to work in that flow with people, because if somebody is giving you something, don't take advantage of it. Don't sit up there and waste that person's time. If you know you're not mature enough to be given that much stretch and that much freedom to just do the right thing off of bat, do not even bother with that person. And if you have to make that person work for your trust, that is your prerogative. That is nothing wrong with that. However, I will say, watch one thing when you do that, make people work for your trust. Make sure that you don't make that person work too hard, because then it gets tiring, then it gets draining, which that person, like I said, should be able to meet your expectations, as long as it's not a dire expectation that's going to cause them to hurt themselves. It should be pretty easy to meet. However, you also need to respect that person's expectation, especially if that person already giving you their trust. And know in the process, if you guys have the same expectation to earn each other's trust, make sure that you're also giving your 50%. Because sometimes, a lot of times, we want people to just give and we want people to meet our stuff, but we don't never take into consideration to meet them where they're at, to be fair in the situation to them. So make sure if a person has to work for your trust, let them work, sir. Let it move on its behalf. But at the same time, remember, work smarter. Make the person work smarter and not harder for your love or for your trust. Because at the end of the day, that person is going to do everything that they need to do to fulfill your trust. But make sure that you're being fair on your end. Okay, so next one. Whew. Y'all, this whole just... Whew. Next one is try and trust again. Whew, I felt that. Try and trust again. God is saying, try and trust again. You know what, you guys? When I heard this one, I honestly it hit a little home for me. Trying and trusting again. It took. I said I was gonna be transparent, but I'm gonna have to be blunt and honest with you guys real quick because I feel it in my spirit that somebody needs to hear it. Try and trust again. You have to get up again. You have to trust again. You have to try again because the only thing stopping you from doing the impossible and turning to the possible is you, because you know it's going to stay impossible if you don't get up and move and if you don't try again. But because you keep allowing yourself to stay stuck in the place that you are in, my God, to stay stuck in the place that you're in, you will never ever be able to fulfill any goals, any dreams, any love that is supposed to be for you because you're too busy stuck. And it's not necessary that you're stuck in the past, but you're stuck to be hurt again. You got to get up again and you have to keep going because that's what comes with this trust thing. It's not going to be something easy, and I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not going to be something that's easy. You have to get up and do something so that change can occur. You have to be able to do that. Pray for that pattern to be broken. I don't know who that is for, but I have been seeing and hearing all week about whoever may be listening to this podcast right now that God is saying you have to pray for the pattern to be broken because, see, it may be a generational curse that you may be have started, but you can also shut it down immediately before it even hits your kids. My God, I felt that for somebody. God is saying pray for the pattern to be broken. God is saying in order for the chains and for the brokenness to be healed, you have to pray that God, get me out of this mood, get me out of this stunt, get me out of this pattern that I have to set for less. I don't have to settle for anything less but everything that's better because I am a child of God, and the authority that is given to me and the authority that I have to get the right type of love to be respected, for somebody not to take my trust for advantage, is waiting for me, and I shall not be stuck in my brokenness and be stuck in the pattern of accepting or settling less because I am afraid of what is better, because I am entitled to better and I have the authority to get better and to do better, and I shall do that and I will do that, and it shall get done. It will get done. People may say and see, I don't know who, oh my God, people may say you change, but no, you can't understand because the real change is occurring, and that real change is occurring in me. So no, I did not change, but I'm changing for the better. And yeah, you may cannot rock me anymore because see, with you just felt sorry for me and my brokenness. You wasn't praying me out my brokenness. I don't know who that is for, but you wasn't, y'all are around people that are not helping to pray for you by praying you out your brokenness. But see, now you don't have, you just have sympathy for me, but you're not actually my friend that's praying for me. I don't know who that's for. God is saying you have to remove those people from around you because you're praying for my brokenness instead of praying for my healing and my deliverance. Because see, I have to be around people that when the changes are occurring, you're not going to question, you're just going to continue to pray because you know what you're praying for and you know what you've been praying for me to get out of. So God is saying these people are not going to be surprised for what I have done, because the same thing that I've done, I am doing for you in the spiritual realm is the same thing that I had to do for them. So open up your mouth. God is saying those people are going on your behalf, but God is saying also watch the people around you that are not praying for you, that are not praying for you to be healed, but they're praying for your brokenness. They have fulfillment off of that. God is saying some people laugh in your face behind your back. They may smile in your face because see, they're okay with you being stuck in your brokenness. They're okay being for you to be stuck in that moment. But God is saying if you just surround yourself with people that's going to help you pray out of the brokenness, God is saying I shall do that and some more. But all I need you to do is remove yourself from people that you know are not like God. Remove some people that's going to start helping you to be outspoken again, be open-minded again, not have the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. I have a sound mind. God is saying, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I don't know who that's for, but enough is enough, sis. It's time for you to get up. It ain't time for you to be stuck no more. Because, see, I am telling you, my God, I am telling you that enough is enough. You have been stuck long enough. It's been years since he let you go. It's been years since he let you go, and you still stuck. God is saying God is saying that it's coming. The man that you've been praying for, the person that needs to help your healing is coming. But God is saying you have to pray, continue to pray for the temporary to move out the way for the permanent. My God, God is saying, I don't even want to send the temporary your way. But God is saying it's going to come anyway, because I know he can try my servant, and my servant shall open up his mouth and tell me what they want, and will continue to say, no, I can't get temporary, because my authority causes me to want for more, to thirst for more, to know that I deserve more. I have the power. I have the victory to get to my permanent. So because that's a goal for me, that temporary stuff don't excite me no more. Oh, I felt that. That temporary stuff don't excite me no more. That stuff that may get you excited that he do, yeah, that may excite you. But the man of God and the person that I am after and the person that God has designed me to be with is on his way. So I'm no longer going to even settle for the temporary anymore. My God, you're moving at that space. I'm no longer settling for the temporary anymore, but I'm moving past that, because that don't excite me no more. The permanent and the things that God has for me is for me, and I shall get that answer more. I shall be able to move on to somewhere permanent, because I'm not brokenhearted no more. I am not damaged no more. I have no trust issues anymore. I don't know who that's for, but I just keep feeling it in the spirit. God is continuing to push me, because see, it wasn't even supposed to be like this, sis. But God is saying, I had to use Katie, and I had to let you come on this podcast to continue to know that my glory shall forever flow, that the favor of God is on you. Because see, you thought that the favor had left you, but no, I had to shut down the favor, and I had to provide my glory upon you, because see, you became detached from me, but now I need you to detach from the distraction, detach from those people that may not have your best interests at heart, that may be playing on your downfall. Those people that you know are not for you don't excite you no more. God is saying, now that you have detached from my distractions, now you can focus on for what I have for you. I felt that for somebody. Meaning bitterness, I got to detach from you, because you have nothing to do with the trust I need in somebody else. That depression, yeah, see, I'm not depressed over that breakup or that relationship anymore. Yeah, he did hurt me, but it's about to be a man that's going to come and help fix my mended heart. And it's the man that is about to come is Jesus. And not only is he going to come in a spiritual realm, he's going to send you a man of God, the right man that is going to be able to love you unconditionally and in a godly way, not just in a selfless way, but in a godly way. I don't know who is that for, but God is saying, ain't nothing wrong with you. Don't say nothing wrong with you. Don't let nobody tell you, my God, don't let nobody tell you anything is wrong with you, because see, you're just different. They don't understand the difference that I have assigned in you. See, they don't understand why you can't talk to those temporary people anymore. My God, they don't understand why you don't attract those type of people anymore. They don't understand why when you go to a party now, just because you look my way don't mean I'm gonna look back. They don't understand that nothing is wrong with you. The change is just occurring. The shift is just occurring. See, because you don't understand. See, because you think something is wrong with me. And this is the thing. I just had to be with me and God for right now. See, because God is doing something in private. And you don't have to know, because you won't even understand if I tell you. My God, God is saying some of you guys are outgrowing the friends that you have. Some people are shifting in your life that is going to continue to pray for the healthiness in relationships for you, that they will continue to encourage you to pray for the healthiness in the relationship. I shall not longer be stuck in what I am because my temporary may have hurt me. No, because I have a permanent to get to. I have something that I gotta continue to go for and gotta continue to get. I gotta remove away from the things that are blocking my happiness, the connection to God that I need to unlock my blessings. meaning that happiness that's going to come, because the bitterness, the depression, the being heartbroken, my God, is going to flow right up off of you, and the glory is just going to continue to flow. Everywhere that your feet shall tremble and that your feet shall walk will be in front of the right people. You will no longer be a part of the wrong crowd. Those things that you say, God, I have reached my point to where, my boiling point to where I can't take no more hurt. Yeah, you can, because you were built for this. God is saying, you were built for this. My soldier, you're going to tell me, my daughter, my son, you're going to tell me you're not built for this when you showed me that you was built for an end. How do you think you was able to sustain this long? Who you think has been sustaining you this long? Who you think has been mending your heart this long? Who do you know? Oh my God, who do you know that has put you in this area? Some of the people you have outgrew. I have outgrew that element, because now I'm moving in a godly element. My God, that's enough. I'm not settling for less, but for what blesses and nurtures me to be the best me. No, I'm not settling for less, my God, but for what blesses and nourishes me to be the best me. Meaning, I'm only going to surround myself. Meaning, I'm not going to just accept anything anymore. Meaning, that stuff don't excite me no more, because it's not me no more, because I'm working on the best of me. Marvin Sapp said he saw the best in me, and God is saying, I see the greater in you, not just the best, but the greater, and that another greater person, my God, shall come along, the man of God that you are praying for, the God that you are praying from to not break your heart ever again. God is saying, I am seeing him, and I need you to be ready, so I need you to get out that funk, because yeah, it may feel good, and you may be stuck a little bit, but God is saying, I have raised you are part of the chosen generation, meaning you are already chosen when you were in your mother's womb. So God is saying, everything that you may not think, I may not see, I see, and I'm telling you right now, it shall get the glory out of it. I shall get the glory out of it, and also you shall reap the harvest that you have been struggling with. And God is saying, I'm going to send that right person. You shall not have trust issues anymore. You shall trust again, because your trust is valuable to somebody out there. Whew, my God. I don't know who that's for. I just felt that God is saying, try and trust again. Whew, my God. God is saying that self-reassurance. I don't know who that's for, because see, it's just the word of the week, but God is saying to tell somebody, it's more personal to you. It's just not something that sounds cute to you, but something that is a make or break, because you're not, it's either going to make or break you. So God is saying, Try and get up again, because this time when you go, not only are you going to come out swinging, but you're going to come out to where you can remove those people from your life, because yeah, you prayed them out your life. You prayed for better. You prayed for the temporary to move. So you wonder why it don't excite you no more. It don't excite you no more because you already prayed it out your life. So God is saying, try and trust again. I am telling you, my sister, try and trust again. Whew. Just felt that for somebody. I don't even know who that applies to, but God just put that on my heart. Try and trust again. Whew. So that is the end. Whew. Oh my God, that is the end of this podcast, of this episode of Trust Issues. Make sure, if you guys are listening to this end, thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for just being on this journey with me. Thank you for just continuing to give me a reason to persevere. Thank you for just listening. And anything that you may need, God shall provide. The need, that's with anything. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. This is the end of in the wrap up of part 3. Stay tuned for episode 4 to come. And just know that I love you guys so much. Thank you for the support and the love that you guys have shown me. And remember that the word of the week is self-assurance. And that the two scriptures are Romans 8 and 18 and Philippians 4 and 19. You guys be blessed and remember, no more trust issues in 2021. Love you guys.